This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, May 31st. God's word for you today is done. Our scripture reading is taken from Romans chapter 7, verse 25. And it says, the answer, thank God, is that Jesus Christ can and does. He acted to set things right in this life of contradictions where I want to serve God with all my heart and mind, but I'm pulled by the influence of sin to do something totally different. Yesterday, we looked at five weapons of self-destruction, WSD, shame, uncontrolled thoughts, compulsions, fear, and hopelessness. The sixth weapon of self-destruction is bitterness. Bitterness is so effective against a lot of believers. We look at life logically and we conclude that life is just not fair. How come when it is my turn to be happy, that is when all these things are happening? How come when it is my turn to get the promotion, that is when there is a merger or an acquisition in the company? How come life is just not fair? And we use that as justification to be bitter, but it is not. I pray that God will shatter the hold of bitterness in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. The seventh weapon of self-destruction is insecurity. Insecurity causes people to do foolish things and make foolish decisions. We become fakes because everybody can see through our insecure moves, and we can only impress other fake people because only fake people can impress fake people. But God will deliver us from insecurity in the name of Jesus. Romans chapter 7 explains what these seven weapons of self-destruction do to our lives if we allow them. But Romans chapter 8 gives us the answer. Paul says in Romans chapter 7 verse 24 to 25, O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. A study was done on world-renowned Bible scholars all over the world, and they asked, if you were banished to an island or a desert, and you can only take one chapter of the Bible with you, what chapter would it be? Guess what? 90% of them said Romans 8. The truth is, I find myself going over Romans 8 again and again because it is both loaded and powerful. I encourage you to do the same. Romans 8 highlights seven mental habits to apply to demolish the weapons of self-destruction. These mental habits are rooted and empowered by the Holy Spirit. But sadly, this is where a lot of believers mix things up and there is no connection. Many people think flowing in the Holy Spirit means you do not engage your mind, when flowing in the Holy Spirit actually requires your mind. The Holy Spirit requires your mind to be set ablaze. Beginning tomorrow, we will get into Romans chapter 8 and the seven mental habits that demolish the seven weapons of self-destruction enumerated in Romans chapter 8. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, thank you, Jesus, for the grace that you have given us. We could never repay you, but from our heart we'd like to say that we thank you. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.